Sechel of Rezar, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yibbeis, Hamitai, Yeno, Shom Nachri. Hey, Yisrael that's been Mitai, the wine of the Goy owns grapes, and Yisrael is making the wine for Hechsher, so there won't be Yain Nesef, and Nosno, Bereshizo, and after the Yisrael makes the wine, he puts it in barrel, and he puts the wine on the property of the Goy. V'halok kosev lo, his kabasi mimchamos, mutter. And the Goy writes the receipt to the Yisrael that I have already received money from you for the wine, and you can take the wine whenever you want. In such a case, the wine is mutter, and we do not suspect that the Goy touched the wine. In other words, that which we saw in the previous Mishnah, that if the Yisrael puts the wine in the property of the Goy, if the property of the Goy is open to a public thoroughfare in which there are Yisraelim going by, the wine is mutter. This Mishnah tells us it's only mutter if the Yisrael can come take the wine whenever he wants. In such a case, we do not suspect that the Goy touched the wine. And even if the Yisrael didn't really give the money to the Goy, but since the Goy wrote him a receipt and trusted the Yisrael, we do not suspect that the Goy touched the wine. Avo emir to Yisrael lo itziu. Ve'enu manichu ache yitein lo es ma'oitzo. Zeha yemaisa v'beishan v'asru chacham. But if in this case, if the Yisrael wanted to take out the wine from the property of the Goy, he would not be allowed to do so until he gives money to the Goy for the wine. This ma'isa came up in Beishan, and in such a case, the chacham offered the wine. Even though the property of the Goy was open to Rosh Hashanah in which there were Yisraelim going by, still the wine is offered, since the Yisrael cannot take the wine without giving money to the Goy. Yeah, just like we saw in Mishnah Yud, that if a Goy is owed money to buy a Yisrael, and the Yisrael made the wine and a putki for the chov, he told the Goy he can collect the wine for his chov. In such a case, the wine is usher. So too, in this case, since if the Yisrael does not pay the Goy for the wine, the Goy will keep the wine instead of taking the money, and the wine is in the property of the Goy. Therefore, we're suspicious that the Goy touched the wine, and the wine is usher. The second of the Zohar Perek, Hey Mishnah Aleph, Hasecher is a payo lasso zimo v'yayin nesef, choro usher. A Goy that hires the Yisrael to work with him with yayin nesef. Yayin nesef is wine that was poured to Nabu Dazar by a Goy, or even wine that a Goy simply touched is usher to Hana, to a Yisrael. You're not allowed to make money from something that's usher bahana. So therefore, when the Goy hires the Yisrael to help him with the yayin nesef, such as to move the yayin nesef from place to place, or to pour yayin nesef from one barrel to another barrel, it would be usher for Yisrael to take money for helping the Goy do this. And if he does take money for tzcharo usher, the money that he makes is usher, that the Rabbanu were very machmer by Yayin Nesach and knas the person who worked with Yayin Nesach and did not allow him to benefit from the money he makes. Tzachro lasa zimo melach acheres. But if the guy hires Yisrael to do other work other than helping him with Yayin Nesach, such as to move barrels of oil from place to place, afal pi she'amar lo haver li chavish a Yayin Nesach mimakom lamakom, tzcharo mutter. Even though as part of the work the guy asked Yisrael to move one chavish of Yayin Nesef from place to place, even though he also worked with Yayin Nesef, the money he makes for helping the Goy would be mutter. Now we're talking about here a case where the Goy hired Yisrael to move barrels of oil, for example, and he paid him a flat fee for each barrel. For example, he paid him $1 for each barrel that he moved. So therefore, even though he also moved one barrel of Yayin Nesef, he could take the money that he made from moving the other barrels, and simply he would not take the money from moving the barrel of Yayin Nesef. But in a case where the guy offered Yisrael $100 for moving 100 barrels, in such a case, if one of the barrels that Yisrael moved was a barrel of Yayin Nesef, he cannot take any of the money. And since the guy is not paying him per barrel, instead the guy told him, I'll pay you $100 for the 100 barrels. So it's possible that if the Yisrael would have refused to move the barrel of Yayin Nesef, the guy would not have paid him at all, as the guy hired him to move 100 barrels. And therefore, since he might not have gotten paid at all if he did not move the Yayin Nesef, so the money that he made is considered schar for working with Yayin Nesef, and he cannot take any of the money from the Goy. Hasekar es hachamor lahavi aleha Yayin Nesef. Schar ha'asim. A Yisrael that owns a donkey, and he rents it out to a Goy so that the Goy can bring Yayin Nesef on the donkey from place to place. The schar, the money that the Yisrael makes for renting out the donkey to the Goy, is asur. As we said, you're not allowed to make money from something that's usher b'hana, and by Yayin Nesef the Rabbanan or Machmir, and they said that if you do make money from Yayin Nesef, you cannot benefit from that money. Safra leisha b'ha. But if the Yisrael rented out the donkey to the Goy, not to bring things on it, but simply that the Goy would ride on the donkey, afa pi she'niach ha'goy l'gino aleha, schara mutter. Even if when the Goy rides on the donkey, he puts his flask of Yayin Nesef on the donkey. In such a case, the schar that Yisrael makes for renting out the donkey to the guy is mutter. Even if it is in a place where it's normal for a person who hires a donkey to put his food and his yain on the donkey, so the Yisrael might have known that the guy would put his yain nesef on the donkey, since the money that the guy is paying the Yisrael is not for allowing him to put the mizonos and the yain on the donkey, is simply paying for the right to ride the donkey from place to place. So the money that the Yisrael makes is not money for benefiting from yain nesef, and therefore, the schar is mutter.